It's already been a month now when we've been saying the kapitel of L'Davar Hashem Ori, and we're of course going to say it for another couple more weeks. And possibly the most famous line, famous pasuk, that appears in the kapitel is Acha Sha'alti Me'is Hashem O Savakesh. Acha Sha'alti Me'is Hashem, one thing I ask of Hashem, Osa Avakesh, that's what I ask for. And many of the Farshim are troubled by the Pasuk. It doesn't tell us what's asked. Meaning, it's as if I'm saying, I ask for one thing, and that's what I ask for. You can't say Osa until you've described what you're asking. If I say I'm asking for Parnasa, that's what I want. Fine. If I say I'm asking for Shidduch, that's what I want. That makes sense. If I'm asking for children, that's what I want. That makes sense. But to say, I'm asking for one thing, and that's what I want, you have to first tell us what that one thing is. What's the Acha Sha'alti Me'is Hashem Osa Avakesh? Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tells us that on the day of Yom HaKippurim, the Satan says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's looking for a avera to catch Klal Yisrael doing on Yom Kippur. Shelo nimtza behem chait b'Yom HaKippurim. Satan's looking high and far for averos, and he can't find a thing. So Amar lefan Ribono Sha'olam, he says to Hashem, Yesh lecha am echad, you have one nation, ba'aretz kimalachei hasharis b'shamayim, they have one nation in this world, down here on earth, that are just like the malachim. Ma malachei hasharis ein lem kvitzim, kachem yisa omdim al ragleim b'yom HaKippur. Just like the malachim stand, one foot standing up straight, so too Klal Yisrael stands all day. Just like malachei hasharis ein lem achil v'shtiyah, they're not eating and drinking, kach Yisrael ein lem achil v'shtiyah. You know, just like malachei hasharis are nikim mikol chay, they are clean of all sin, so too Klal Yisrael is clean of all sin. And goes on to explain a couple more lines. And the obvious question is, this is the Satan. The Satan's out there to get us, to find something wrong. And you would imagine if the Satan can't find anything wrong, he'll just keep his mouth shut. And yet we find that Yom HaKippurim, even the Satan's on our side. What's changed? How come suddenly the Satan is our friend? He's there to defend us, to point out our success, to point out our strength, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw once an idea that the Satan here as well is telling us, or telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look how great these people can be. And the rest of the year they're not like this. They could be like Malachim. They could go a whole 24, 25 hours without eating and drinking and standing on their feet all day long and not doing any Avera. So how come the day after they go back to their old ways? And the rest of the year they just completely forget their abilities, their kochos, their potential, what they could achieve. There's nothing saying they could accomplish much more and they're not. They're fakers. They're not being honest with you, they're not being honest with themselves. The halacha, the very first mission in Maseches Yuma that tells us, based on the pasuk, that when the Kohen Gadol is doing vidoy for himself, he's doing vidoy for Beso, for his house, Beso zo isho. His wife is referring to, his house rather, is referring to his wife. He does a vidoy for himself and for his wife. And we learn from here that Kohen Gadol, on Yom HaKippurim, has to have a wife, he must be married. And if he's not married, the avoda is disqualified. The Gemara goes into great length how one could create a get in case the wife dies, how to have a backup wife. But the Maisa, he needs a wife in Yom Kippur. Beso. So the Rambam is Mechadesh, and the Ravid attacks him for this. The Rambam is Mechadesh that he has to have a wife all year round. The Kohen Gadol must be married to one wife only, all year round, just like Yom HaKippurim. How is that so? The din is only by Yom Kippur. It only says in Parsha Achrimos, by Yom Kippurim, that he has to have a wife. How come the Rambam says he has to have a wife all year round? The famous Gratz, really a Medrash, that tells us that Aaron was able to go into Kodesh Kedoshim all year round. Not only in Yom Kippur. But Bezos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh, with this, as long as this, and the Psukim go on to describe the Karbonos, the recipe needed to enter into the Kodesh Kedoshim for the Kohen Gadol, Bezos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh, with these Karbonos, Aaron's able to enter into the Kodesh B'choleis whenever he wants. And the Pasuk in Achrimos only tells us that we're describing Yom HaKippurim at the end. You read the first 20 Psukim of Achrimos, you have no idea it's talking about Yom Kippur. At the end, now, by the way, this is the Achas B'Shana. This one is one time a year, Achas B'Shana, this is Yom HaKippur. But since it only tells us the date afterwards, says the Gra, Aaron is able to come into the Kodesh Kedoshim whenever he wants. And Meshach Chachma explained, because in the Midbar, every single day in the Midbar was a din of Yom Kippur. A random Tuesday in Teves, that was Yom Kippur. The entire time, the entire 40 years of the travels in the Midbar, the Meshach Chachma says, Rameir Simcha explains, there's a din of Yom Kippur. And that's why Aaron was able to enter into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Bezos Yavo Aaron, wherever he wants, Ala Kodesh. Yom Kippur wasn't meant to be just one day. But we're supposed to live every day of the year like Yom Kippur. In the Midbar, the presence of the Shekhinah was clear. The Nisim were apparent, and Yom HaKippurim was a constant. Nowadays, where Hashem is more hidden, the relevance of Yom Kippur on every day is less apparent, but the concept exists in the hidden way, in Pnimius. Yom Kippur is supposed to be celebrated every single day. And this is why the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol can never have two wives. He always has to have one wife, only Beisav. Not only Yom Kippur, but every single day. The Kohen Gadol has to live like it's Yom Kippur. It's not only the Kohen Gadol, it's every single Yid has to live every day. It's like Yom Kippur. We're not supposed to pretend we are something special on one day like Yom Kippur, and then the day after be completely different, contradictory, two-faced. Yom Kippur is supposed to show Hashem, and more importantly, ourselves, what we are capable of accomplishing. Consistency all year round. Talking to our spouse, our children, our friends in the Beis Medrash, and the same exact way outside the Beis Medrash. The way you use your phone in the Beis Medrash, which I hope isn't too often, the same way it should be used outside the Beis Medrash. Just like you wouldn't look at certain things on the phone in the Beis Medrash, you shouldn't look at the same things outside the Beis Medrash. The way you talk to your spouse and children in front of a rabbi, in front of a rav, in front of a friend, should be the same exact way when that person isn't around. When you're behind closed doors. When you're inside your home. You speak to your spouse, your wife, your husband, that same love and care. Don't pretend you're someone you're not. Just like you'd talk to them in front of a friend in the sweetest, gentle way. You should talk to them the same way. And certainly your children, if not more importantly, in that same sweet way you would in front of their Rebbe, in front of your Rebbe. You have some people who are the nicest, sweetest, and friendly people. But the moment they step outside the walls of the Beis Medrash, onto the train, it's as if their yarmulke just flew off their head. Completely different person, a personality, the way they act, the way they talk, what they look at, how honest they are. Every yantav has a masechta, Gemara that describes the various halachas related to it. There's Rosh Hashanah, there's Pesachim, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, I said. And there's Yuma. Yuma is about Yom HaKippurim. Why do we call the Masechta Yom HaKippurim? Just like we call Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah and Pesachim. Why don't we call it Yom Kippur? It's called Yuma. Yuma is a day. It's not just a day. It's Yom Kippur. We have to give it a name. describe it, Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaGadol V'Anora, Yuma, just a regular day. And the idea is because Yom Kippur is supposed to be every single day. That Yom Gadol V'Anora, that awe and fear and greatness and godless of Hashem that we experience in Yom HaKippurim, we should be experiencing every single day of the year. This is the Yuma, this is the ideal day. It's not a day we just pretend to be someone great in a malach. This is the paradigm of how we should be acting all year round. You know, everything that we have in Kedusha, we also have in Tuma, with the Klipas. We have Torah and Tefillah when it comes to Yadis, when it comes to Yiddishkeit. There's Torah and Tefillah. These are the two pillars of Yiddishkeit. And in Klipas, in the Tuma, we have Yishmol and Esav, which are Keneged Torah and Tefillah. Esav, Edom, Christians try taking Torah with the New Testament, with the Bible. Yishmol took Tefillah. Yishmol, the name means Shema Kel, Hashem listens to his Tefillah. And they daven five Tefillahs a day. Five Tefillahs a day that we do on Yom Kippur. We daven five tefillahs, but the next day we daven three tefillahs. Yishma'elim are like making us look terribly. They daven five tefillahs every single day, no matter where they are. They take out their mat and start bowing down five times a day. How do we look, the chosen people? They're taking a Yom Kippur and spreading it to the rest of the year. We have two individuals who are going to redeem us in the future, Mashiach and Eliyahu. Mashiach represents Torah, Hilchos al-Mashicha. Eliyahu represents Tefillah. Eliyahu daven Mincha. There's a Gemara about the Mincha Na'ar and Eliyahu. It says in the Pasuk Tehillim, Pinchas vayipalel. So Eliyahu is connected to Tefillah, and Mashiach is connected to Torah. So the Christians who are connected to the Torah, the Tumah of the Torah, the New Testament, they took a Messiah. They had this new Messiah. And the Yishma'elim who took a tefillah have the prophet. They took Eliyahu, who represents tefillah. But the Yishma'elim are looking, making us look so terrible. Five times a day. They're taking a Yom Kippur and spreading it through the rest of the year. How do we turn every single day into Yom Kippur? Rabbi Yochanan, who by the way, Rabbi Yochanan, the name Yochanan is a lashon of Eschanan, which is a lashon of tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Halavai she is pal adam kol yom kula. Halavai that a person davens all day long kol yom kula. How do we daven all day long? What about learning, mitzvahs, making a parnasa, eating, drinking? How do we turn every single day into a yom tefillah, to a yom kippur? Tzaddikim tell us, it's a very high level, hard for us to understand, but perhaps we could learn a little something from what the Tzaddikim teach us. That everything that we do is be'etzim really tefillah. Tefillah is a way to connect to Hashem. When we learn, it's a type of tefillah of connecting to Hashem. It's dveikus v'Hashem. When we do mitzvahs, it's a tefillah. We're making parnasa, when we're eating, it's all tefillahs. Eating isn't really eating. Eating is really davening. Some people eat because they're starving. People eat because they'll die without the food. They need the food so badly, the gashmias. While others eat because they're fulfilling Hashem's will. Hashem told us to eat. He told us not to fast every single day. He gives us an opportunity to recognize Hashem. To take a look at an apple, as Rav Avigdor Miller would do, and to appreciate the Briyas HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations of the world. To say a bracha beforehand, a bracha afterwards. To see how we taste the food and see the food and touch the food and smell the food. Eating's also an avoda. Tefillah is an avoda. Avoda of understanding Hashem. When they ate the man, which is the most fascinating food ever to be in this world, when they ate the man in the Midbar, in the 40 years of Yom HaKippurim, the Pasuk describes the eating of the man as a lashon of inoy, as affliction. How do you describe it when the man is affliction? The man was the most tasteful food you could imagine, whatever you wanted. It was called an inui, because even though they were eating on the outside, begashmis, they were really fasting in a pneumistic way. They were really davening to Hashem. When they ate the manu, it was really Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur all 40 years. The Gemara tells us, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, that you shouldn't change from the minhag ha'makom. He went 40 days and nights up in Shemayim and he didn't eat, because the malachim don't eat up in Shemayim. We learn from there not to change. Kotzker says no. The rise when he came down in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to eat rather fast for 40 days and 40 nights. He was capable of doing this. So why didn't he do this when he came down here in this world? He didn't want to change from the minhag ha'makom. We eat in this world. But we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he ate, he wasn't really eating. He was eating the chitzonius. It looked like he was eating. But he was really fasting. What does that mean, he was really fasting? Because everything is a tefillah. Everything is a way of connecting to Hashem. A bracha before, a bracha afterwards. Even the eating itself is some type of tefillah. Now it's hard for us to really understand what that means. But to take some things away from that. When it comes to parnasa, do we talk to Hashem during the day? Yes, we have three tefillahs. But what about in between Shacharis and Mincha, Mincha and Maariv? We have a deal coming. Do we say, Hashem, please help us with this deal? We need to give someone advice. Do we say, Lishuas Chakfisi Hashem, give me the right words to say. Help me. We're looking for a parking spot. Do we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help me find the spot? As if Hashem is sitting next to us in the passenger seat. Because in fact, He is next to us in the passenger seat. Hashem is with us at the conference room, how we act, how we talk, whether the deal is going to be successful. All day long is a tefillah. Halavai shiyaspala adam kol yom kula. When we're working, making parnasa, it's only through the tefillah that we are successful. It says by Yosef at Tzadik, why was Yosef so successful? V'yar adonav ki Hashem ito, Hashem was with Yosef every step of the way. V'chol Hashem, who owes everything he did, Hashem atzliach b'yado. Rashi says, because he was constantly talking to Hashem. Hashem was constantly on the lips of Yosef at Tzadik. What it means to daven all day long like Yom Kippur? It means to talk to Hashem every step of the way. By incorporating tefillah in everything that we do, from eating to drinking, from going to the bathroom, from making money, from speaking to your children, to ask Hashem to give me the right words to say to my child. He's having a hard time in yeshiva with his Rebbe. Hashem, please give me the right words to say to him. You're in an argument with your wife. Hashem, please give me the right words to say to my wife. To have tefillah b'peh all day long. That's what it means to have Yom Kippur. When it comes to learning, people think learning is all dependent on the intellect, how smart you were. It's all about how you daven. There's a tefillah, if you look at almost every single Gemara, there's a tefillah that you're supposed to say before you enter the Beis Medrash, as you enter into the Beis Medrash, and a tefillah before you exit the Beis Medrash. Our success in Limud HaTorah is all dependent on tefillah. The Chazon Ish attributed his success in learning to his kavanah during Chonin Hadas. Our whole purpose in this world is to daven to Hashem all day long. Halavai shispal adam kol yom kula. Says the Ben Yishai, take the letters of Adam and spell them out. The milui, the aleph is aleph lamed pei, and the dal is dal lamed tav, and the mem is mem mem. Take the hidden letters. It spells the word mispalo. It spells the word mispalo. Again, those hidden letters between the aleph, lamed pei, the dalet, the lamed tav of that, and the mem of the mem, mispalo. Adam's tafkin in this world is to be mispalo. May reishis hashana arachis hashana. We're supposed to take the Yom Kippur, which is the day of tefillah, and be the same way. May reishis hashana arachis hashana. Have this constant throughout the year of davening to Hashem, starting with a strong Yom Kippurim. The entire Shani Yom Kippur, Aseret Shmei, that strong 10 days, the way you start the year off with tefillah. It should be Mereishis Hashanah Ad Erech Hashanah. It's Achas B'Shanah. The Pasuk calls Yom Kippurim Achas B'Shanah, once in the year. But it's not just once in the year, it's the Achas. It is the essence of the year. It's an Achas that should be constant throughout the year. when the Kohen Gadol does a sprinkling, he does achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shaim, achas v'shalosh. Why is it always going back to achas? Because everything that we do when we step away from this world, the next day, it goes back to the achas, the Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is the achas, it's the source, it's the yuma, it's the paradigm of what every single day should be like. It's the achas, that constant of constantly daven, achas, davening straight all day long. And that's perhaps what it means in the Dabar Hashem Ori. Achas sha'alti meis Hashem. Achas is a trila. I'm asking for achas. It's not one thing I'm asking. I'm asking for the achas. The one I'm asking for Yom HaKippurim. I want Yom Kippur to be achas sha'alti, to have the constant of Yom HaKippurim. That achas b'shana me'reishis ha'shana ad achas ha'shana. To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achas sha'alti meis Hashem osav akesh, shifti b'veis Hashem koyim echaya. How do you live in Hashem's house all day long? How do you do that? You have to work. You need to eat. You need to sleep. It's because when you live the din of Yom Yochanan, of Achas Sha'alti, of Achas B'Shana, of Halvai Shispal Adam Kol Yom Kula. So then, wherever you are, it's always considered Beveis Hashem. Beveis Hashem is Beis Tfilasi. It's a Beis Tfilo. Beis Tfilasi doesn't only mean in the Beis Knesses. It means in your house, in your office, in your car. It's Beis Hashem. And if you live that world of Achas Sha'alti, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you in the passenger seat wherever you go, then it's going to be Shift Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. Mir Hashem, we should be Zocha. That we live this life of Yom HaKippurim all year round and see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His presence, Achas Sha'alti, and be Zocha to be this strong. Me reishis Hashana, ad achas Hashana. Gemar chasima tova.